Why do I make my partner pursue me? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Something I was thinking about when this question was proposed is, you know, do you like to be pursued? Do you enjoy being chased? And is that something that you're, you know, kind of need? Little spontaneity type, like a kiss or a little note of wear this or do that. And is that helping you feel like you're being pursued? Would that help you feel like you're being pursued? Do you enjoy the like chase of it all? And that's a healthy thing as long as it's done with respect to your partner, that it kind of some, it does need to be done. So in return, but in the ways that they enjoy. So something I like to touch upon is having conversations with our partner before we get to this place of wanting to be pursued and telling them how we like to be pursued or how we like to feel loved. And now I'm going to take a little bit of a different route. When it comes to unhealthy ways of being pursued, it's important for you to recognize that. Have you had unhealthy relationships in prior relationships? Is it something that you, if you're not being pursued, then you don't feel loved? And what caused you to not feel loved unless you got that pursual from other people? This can stem back to being a child and how we were treated as a kid. I do know that I hate being pursued. I disliked getting different attention from people. Now, if people wanted to say, hey, you're, you know, oh, it's really nice getting to know you, let's go have a coffee or something like that, totally, I'm fine with that type of interaction. But when I would be at a store or somewhere and getting whistles, and that type of pursual is disrespectful to me. It's not something that is cute by any means. So if it was the opposite for me and I did like those whistles or I did like the attention that came from a very disrespectful way, in my current opinion, but if I didn't have that opinion, it would be the opposite. I would enjoy it. Is there something that I have going on that when someone is whistling at me, I'm not getting that need met in other ways? Do I really feel beautiful myself? Or has it just been the only way I've received attention? Or the person that asked this question, is it the only way that you've received attention from people is by being whistled at or, you know, always commenting on your body or how you look or anything like that? I try to be sensitive to commenting on people's body. It feels like every time we say something about somebody's looks that they're taking it a negative way. And I'm such an optimistic person. So when I say something, oh, you look great today, or, you know, I love your hairdo, it's like it's turned around as, well, you didn't like my last hairdo because you never said it before or something like that. And so if there's a pursual thing, are you seeking some sort of attention from your partners that you're not feeling confident in yourself? And there's some work to be done there. But I'd like to end on a positive note with like little cute pursual ways that our partner can do different things, like leaving us little love notes about what to expect at the end of the day and just leaving their imagination completely open for different things and ways things could happen. So like, share, and subscribe. And there in the show notes, there is a survey for you to fill out to see if needing more support to work through any struggles that you might have, learning new skills on how to communicate with your partner, and making sure you both are on the same page. I look forward to hearing you all and from you all, and I hope you have a great day. Bye.